Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 20. So today, super honest, maybe a little vulnerable. Self-care, super important, not always easy right now. So I want to share with you a little bit about some of the things that I'm becoming aware of in myself and how in this different world, I'm having to take different action to take care of myself. It's taking a little bit more energy than it does in normal life. And I would imagine that you're feeling the same. So listen to this episode and take care of yourself. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest. And this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. What is your self-care practice looking like right now? For me, I'm going to talk about it on this podcast, and I actually wasn't going to record a podcast this week, but I chose to do it to tell you guys a little bit about what my self-care practice looks like right now. In the midst of all of this, I am busy. I don't know about you, but I've got a lot going on. And something that I'm going to have to be very, very intentional about. I actually do a pretty good job taking care of myself, but my life is not normal life right now. None of our lives are normal life right now. I am busy. We're just going to say that. I tend to be a very busy person in general. But right now, it just looks a lot different than it normally does. It's not necessarily tangible things that are keeping me busy. It's the emotional stressors of what's happening in the world. And I think I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but it is my job to be a support system for my clients. And it's my ethical responsibility to take really good care of myself. So I need to step up my self-care game a little bit. And maybe you do too right now. So what does that look like? For me, it looks like full night's sleep. Getting a full night's sleep is so important for me. I am like an 8 or 9 hour a night person. I need so much sleep. It's super important. Eating healthy, nourishing meals is also something that I have not been doing a ton of in my life lately. I actually haven't been feeling well, and I was talking to my doctor, and she was asking me what I'm eating. And like, I help people with this stuff, right? So this is me being super honest. Even as a provider, somebody who helps other people, sometimes I can put my needs behind other people's. I can help people to take really good care of themselves, or encourage them to take good care of themselves, and then forget about my self-care. So I will say that I start every single day with a protein shake. I stuff it with fruit and vegetables. And I literally have anxiety if I don't drink that for breakfast, because I know it's just full of nutrients. And so I know every single day I'm getting a huge dose of healthy fuel for my body. But then throughout the day, I will eat protein bars, and I'll eat little snacks that I'm not going to get on here and say that I have any sort of expertise on whether or not protein bars are the best thing for anybody to eat. But I will say, I think real food is better. And by real food, I mean fruits and vegetables and protein. And so that's something I'm really being mindful of right now. A lot of the time on the weekends, especially in the summertime, I find myself running around and doing things, because I think that's one of the challenges we have being in Seattle. I don't know where you are. Summer is pretty short, and then it starts raining for every day for the rest of the year. And so when it's sunny out, there's this like anxiety or pressure to do something, to get outside, because it's so short that we have to do things. So I find myself running around doing things. And ultimately, what I would love to do is food prep on Sundays, prepare my food for the whole week. I actually do cook quite a bit, but I want to be more intentional about it and plan out my week and know that I'm going to be busy on these days. So how can I set myself up to actually fuel my body? I think I have been at a pretty significant calorie deficit pretty much every day this week. Somebody asked me, my doc, I was talking to my doctor. We were talking about food and eating, and I checked in with myself, and pretty much at the end of like 3 days in a row, I realized I'd probably eaten half of the calories that I normally eat for the day just because I've been super busy and distracted. And let me tell you, that is not how I'm going to choose to live my life. And so when I become aware of that, which I think that's the truth for a lot of the things that come up for us in our lives, is we're not even conscious that we're doing these things. I was not even aware that I was not eating enough food. And the same can happen the other way too. You know, when quarantine started, I don't know if I've talked about this already, but I found myself eating way too many calories. I started tracking my food again just to be more mindful because I was spending so much time inside. And I realized I was eating way more than I want to be eating. Now, I'm not plugging in here for tracking calories or watching what you eat or any of that. I'm watching what you eat in the sense of just being conscious. For me, I want to be conscious of eating enough healthy food that's going to fuel my body through the day because I know that that's going to make me feel better. Exercise. I probably worked out 3 times in the last 2 weeks, and I am so totally aware of how that impacts my body. Let me rephrase that actually. I do go for a lot of walks and I live a pretty active lifestyle, but having an actual like working out, like spending the time lifting weights and doing cardio, I've probably only done that 3 times in the last couple of weeks. And if you know me at all, that's very unlike me. I'm the kind of person who works out 5-6 days a week. It's super important to me in my lifestyle. And I am just noticing when I'm not doing these things in my life, I don't feel good. I don't feel like myself. And it's super important. The other thing that I've really been doing is being really mindful of what I'm consuming, what I'm thinking about. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about information. I'm talking about relationships, even my thoughts. So yesterday was Sunday, and as I'm recording this, I'm thinking about yesterday, and I spent the first part of the day super aware of negative things that I think about. And then I spent the second half of the day, I actually downloaded a book that I've been wanting to read for a long time. And the book, the audiobook is 6 hours. And I was like, I am just going to listen to this book. I'm going to totally commit to listening to this book today. I'm going to choose for the rest of my day where I'm free, I could literally do anything I want. I'm going to choose to spend hours consuming this book that I really want to read and be really mindful of that. And I actually would catch myself wanting to get on social media or check my email. And I have these thoughts of like, what am I doing? Is this actually helpful for me right now? Now, I don't know about you, but I get the reports on my phone for how much time I spend on social media. And obviously, it's a part of my business, so it's important. I am not always on it because of my business. And so how can I choose to be mindful of how much social media, how much news I'm consuming? We don't have much time, you guys. Like, I mean, it might seem like we have a lot of time right now because not a whole lot's going on in quarantine, but we do not have much time. And so whatever we're existing in is going to create our life experience. So if I spend most of my time focusing on things that don't make me feel good, it's not going to be supportive for me. I probably listened to 3 hours of that audiobook yesterday. I did a really long recorded meditation, and I also listened to a podcast by the meditation teacher that I've been reading about. And I cannot even tell you how it completely shifted my day. And we all know this. We know that this is important, but sometimes it's so hard to step out of it and choose and be empowered to make these choices in our lives. How can we do that and actually support ourselves in creating a good and positive life? Now, I've shared in this podcast that I'm pretty good at doing things for other people. And it's not like I'm a saint, like I help people, but sometimes in the past, especially, I've done a lot of work around this. I will program my identity on like what other people need from me. So I talked a little bit last week about the victim mentality. And so this is kind of the victim triangle, I mean. So this is a big part of like the rescuer mentality of like my worth depends on my ability to help other people or show up for other people. Obviously, like, let's just not ignore the elephant in the room, right? I'm a therapist. I have a podcast inviting people to live better lives. There's only a certain kind of person that's going to choose to do this for a career path, right? I'm under no illusion that I'm like not a rescuer, totally a rescuer, totally have done my work and I do it less. But sometimes I define my life based on what I think I should be doing or what other people want me to be doing. I don't do it as much. I catch myself. But sometimes I'll be doing things and I'll become aware that they are not actually serving me. And so I really want me and you to have more of that. Pay attention to what is serving you in your life. Whatever you are not saying no to, you're saying yes to. Whenever you're saying yes to one thing, you're saying no to another thing. So for me yesterday, I actually follow a lot of pretty positive things on my Instagram profile. So it's not a waste of my time. I get a lot of inspiration from that, but it's just mindless scrolling, right? So if I'm going to say yes to Instagram, then I'm saying no to this book that I want to read. I have a lot of books that I've said no to. Maybe you do too. You know, the other thing that I'm trying to be really mindful of is, how am I spending my time in the sense of like, what is fueling me? So not just talking about consuming social media, but talking about right now, I think it's incredibly valuable for me, especially to do nothing in my time, to allow myself to sit and relax because I'm putting so much energy into my business and the other things that I'm doing in my life. It's really important for me to just stop and know that it's okay not to do anything. And I am totally a doer. I do a lot in my life. I'm busy. I'm super productive, solution oriented. What can I do here? What am I doing? And so doing nothing actually takes work for me. And by doing nothing, I mean even just sitting and listening to a book. There's always something to be done. But when you're doing too much, you're not really doing any of it well. You know, and if I think about building my business, like business development type of stuff, I have a lot of things that I'm excited about. And when I do too many, I end up not doing any of them. I'm not talking about my therapy practice. I'm talking about, you know, the online, the podcast, all this kind of stuff. I get all these ideas, things that I want to be doing. And you know, it's a lot. And I have to be really mindful that it's not necessarily serving me to be in that place of like passion all the time. Like sometimes it's better just to slow down and not do anything. The other thing for me that I think is, I mean, this is just me personally. I don't know if you have this experience. I'm not very much of a TV watcher. I definitely have been in my life. I've been kind of like I've definitely done the Netflix binging, that kind of stuff. But then as I started my own business, I find myself always thinking that there's something better that I could be doing with my time. So this kind of falls into the same category. I think for me, it's actually really good for me just to stop and watch TV and just take it easy and rest. So all of this being said, self-care is super personal to all of us. We know if we're doing it or we're not doing it. Now I'm sharing a lot of things about my life personally and what's happening for me. I am a human. I am a part of what's happening in the world right now. And I also believe that I have a voice and I want to make an impact. So it's really important for me to acknowledge that I am not perfect. These are the things that I struggle with. And I'm sure that a lot of you struggle with them too. And this is the way that I'm going to navigate it. This is what I'm going to do to help myself so that I can do my job better and be more supportive for other people. So I really hope that you are being mindful of your self-care practice. I hope that you're remembering to do it every single day because life is super busy. And just know that you get to choose. Every single day, you get to choose what you're going to do. Are you going to do things that are going to nourish you and support you and make you feel better? Or are you doing things because you think you should be doing them and they're actually hurting you? Why are you doing what you're doing? Just pay attention. Wake up. And I know it's simple, but it's not always easy. So now I'm going to take the rest of the day and chill, and it's going to be amazing. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.